I don't know if you say watershed works, but man, it was sure a watershed time for Beethoven. He's coming off his, what, fourth symphony, his fourth piano concerto. He's writing string quartets like a madman. And then he's asked to write something really out of his bailiwick. This is something he'd done before, a mass.
That's exactly right. Beethoven was asked in 1807 to write a mass to celebrate the name day of Princess Maria Esterhazy, the wife of one of the great aristocrats of Vienna, and who had had masses from Haydn for most of his life. And now Beethoven was being asked to do that same thing. Haydn had been Beethoven's teacher. There was every way in which this was a daunting and probably terrifying task for Beethoven.
But when he gets the commission, I was reading some rather humble comments. I know what the prince expects. You know, I know you're used to the master at this, but I will give it my very best. But he doesn't in any way emulate Haydn, does he?
In some ways, I think he does. In the sketchbooks for this work, there are actually portions of Haydn masses written down. Beethoven clearly had studied them. I think he was probably trying to understand what Haydn did with text setting, because it's a tricky thing. So you can tell he was working that out. And actually, in its main structural outlines, the mass in C major does reflect what Haydn would have done, but then it has a little Beethoven twist. But what Beethoven does that Haydn didn't do is he has the music move continuously from the fast section into the slow section so that the music doesn't come to a full stop and restart for the slow section, but moves seamlessly from one to the other. Beethoven's trying to emphasize the continuity of the Gloria text, even though he's musically changing the tempo.
Is this where the problems come with his treatment? Not problems. Where the issues? I don't know. With marrying text to music?
The difficulty is more on a local level. On the grand scale, Beethoven's very clear about his intention with the text and constantly paints the text in rather vivid ways.
Would this be the Beethoven Mass in C if it weren't Beethoven? Would we be, wow, what a fantastic piece this is, if Weber had written it? Weber wrote some great symphonies. We never hear them.
Well, that's a bit imponderable. I think about my colleagues in the visual art world. If you have an object, and we all believe it's by Rembrandt, it has a particular value. If it turns out that it's by Rembrandt's neighbor, suddenly its value diminishes. So there's no question that if it didn't have the label Beethoven attached to it, we probably wouldn't hold it in the regard that we do. That would be a shame, because I do think intrinsically it's a very great work.
At what point did you decide, you know what, I can do this year?
Actually, I think it's the most doable of Beethoven's big choral works. I think of the Missa Solemnis as something that is almost beyond human ability. The Ninth Symphony, which a lot of people do, is also an enormous challenge, both for chorus and orchestra. And I knew that when we put together several choruses at ASU, we'd have a formidable choral ensemble that could really do this work well in Gamage Auditorium.
When you're approaching this with singers, especially younger singers, what are you telling them?
I think one of the reasons to do Beethoven with a choir is because it is extraordinary discipline. And so it fosters a kind of independence, but also a kind of rhythmic precision and attention that I really like for the choir to experience. Beethoven does unexpected harmonic things. He just suddenly does make a left turn to some place, and you just think, how did we get here?
That brings to mind Beethoven's scherzos. Orchestral players get used to them from the first time they play Beethoven. Oh, here we go. I know this movement. You know, they're all different, but
that's most evident in the final movement, actually, of this work. The prayer for peace alternates between a kind of cautious optimism, I'll say, and a sense of anxiety that's only resolved at the very end when the music returns to the first page of music of the whole Mass. So that once we ask for peace in the context of asking for mercy, then it finally works. It's an overlooked masterwork. It truly is a masterwork. Like the Fifth Symphony, which is all generated from the first four notes. This piece is also generated from its opening melody. But that opening melody is such a normal kind of melodic gesture, dum da da dum, that we don't even realize it's at the DNA of this piece. And I've been pointing out to the choir every time they sing that, look, there it is again. Beethoven has really generated this whole work from that simple idea, and yet, unlike the Fifth Symphony, it's not nearly as obvious.